This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says four key Arab nations and Turkey have agreed to begin planning for post-conflict reconstruction and governance of Gaza once Israel's war against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas ends. Blinken is on a diplomatic mission aimed primarily at preventing the conflict from spreading amid resurgent fears of a regional war. With every strike and counterstrike, Israel, the U.S., and Iran's allies inch closer to all-out war, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In the last week alone, Israel's killed a senior Hamas militant in an airstrike in Beirut. Hezbollah has fired barrages of rockets into Israel. The U.S. has killed a militia commander in Baghdad. And Iran-backed rebels in Yemen have traded fire with the American Navy. Each strike and counterstrike increases the risk of the already catastrophic war in Gaza spilling across the region, and in the decades-old standoff pitting the U.S. and Israel against Iran and allied militant groups, any part could choose an all-out war over a loss of face. As the intertwined chess game grows ever more complicated, the potential for miscalculation rises. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina spoke to media on Monday after securing a fourth straight term in power, with her party winning almost 75% of the seats in Sunday's general election that was boycotted by the main opposition.
Each and every party, they have the right to take their own decision. If any party does not participate in the election, it does not mean that there is no democracy. You have to consider whether people...